For this Thursday, October 16th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting it. Mount Vernon Volleyball plays their first-round sectional match this evening as the Wildcats are in the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Heritage Hills. Mount Vernon plays Heritage Hills tonight at 5:30. The Wildcats went 9-17 during the regular season, and the Patriots went 18-12. When the two teams played during the regular season on September 20th, Heritage Hills won in straight sets. On Tuesday night, North Posey Volleyball won their first-round sectional match with Tell City in three sets. The Vikings have a record of 25-4 on the season. They play again on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock in the semifinals of the Class 2A Sectional 48 versus Tecumseh at Tecumseh High School. The Braves have a record of 24-8 overall. North Posey lost at home to Tecumseh in four sets during the regular season on September 25th. If the Vikings win, the championship match is Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow night, North Posey football plays at Mount Vernon to close out the regular season at 7 o'clock. While the game is the Battle of Posey County, it is also community night. Fans are asked to bring cans for the food drive that is being put on at the game. Items like canned soups, vegetables, fruit, baking ingredients, rice, and noodles are needed. All proceeds go towards the Mount Vernon Riverbend Food Pantry. Visit New Harmony posted on their Facebook page that their movie night that was scheduled for this Saturday at the Athenaeum will be on Friday now because of the weather forecast that is predicted for this weekend. The movie night is free and open to the public. You are encouraged to bring your blankets, snacks, family, and friends. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and students at the University of Southern Indiana gathered to remember victims of domestic violence. USI students gathered to honor the 83 lives that were lost to domestic violence in Indiana this year. Flowers on the Lake is an annual ceremony that the university's Sexual Assault and Gender Violence Prevention Group holds to raise awareness about the warning signs of relationship abuse. The community spread flowers on Reflection Lake while listening to a bell rung for every life lost this year in Indiana. It's that spooky time of the year again, and one of Evansville's most popular family Halloween traditions is making its return. Boo at the Zoo is back at Mesker Park Zoo, bringing plenty of Halloween fun for the whole family. The event runs this weekend from Friday, October 17th through Sunday, October 19th, and again next weekend on October 24th and 25th. Families can enjoy Halloween decorated trails, animal encounters, and of course, trick-or-treating. Guests can collect candy along the way or opt for a pre-made treat bag. Tickets must be purchased online in advance, and space is limited. There are two sessions each night on Fridays and Saturdays from 5 until 6:30 and 6:30 until 7:30. On Sundays, the fun starts earlier with sessions from 3 until 4:30 and also 4:30 to 5:30. That's news and sports for this Thursday, October 16th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.